Manager's Log, December 12, 2016. Over the weekend, I was asked by a friend what to do about a loose dog situation. It was presented more as a plea to be a listening board, as a person has come to a wit's end. There is the Animal Control Ordinance, titled 68, and that's online. You can see that at the Hoopa Valley Tribal's website. This is a community problem that will take the community to resolve. Tribal laws are laws in the books, but dogs can't read. Animals and children and people bleed. They can be seriously mauled. They can be psychologically damaged. They can undergo rabies vaccinations to be safe from becoming rabies victims. In the animal control ordinance, there has several descriptions and clauses that address vicious animals, animals running at large, harassing or attacks on livestock and domestic animals, and animal killing or injuring animals or livestock. As a community, I feel we need to assertively demand our community safety be upheld by our law enforcement and by us as individual community members and neighbors first. The longevity of our pets is greatly increased by taking the responsibility to safely contain dogs in one's home, yard. Tribal law says our law enforcement can dispose of dogs that harm other animals and people. I suspect tribal court will uphold well-documented evidence that presents breaches of tribal law and human safety. But why should we as a community have to wait for any situation to surface at the tribal court docket? That just doesn't make a sensible resolution to the obvious safety matter. What is the crux of the problem? The safety of our children, elders, property, and that of our pets demands all our respect.